Welcome to the Parsha Perspective. Each week, we will delve deep in a weekly Torah portion to find a practical and insightful way to enhance your daily life. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Rabbi Shalom Yemini, and each week we'll look into the weekly Torah portion to find practical and insightful ways to enhance your daily life. This week's Parsha Perspective is in honor of our homeland, Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May God protect our brave soldiers, and may God return all the hostages from Gaza immediately. This week's Parsha Perspective is in honor of the Refuah Shleima of HaRav Amitai Ben Shoshana and all those who need to experience a speedy and complete recovery. This week's Parsha Perspective is in loving memory of Hinda Bas Adol, Edward Ben Ephraim, Shlomo Ben Edward, and Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia. May their souls be uplifted, and may their memories be a blessing. This week's Torah portion is Parshas Tazria, Speech and Destiny. Our Torah portion discusses many of the complex laws of Tumah and Tara, ritual purity and impurity. We begin with the purification process that a woman must undergo after childbirth, and this involves her immersion in a mikvah and bringing a sacrifice in the Beis Hamikdash. The Parsha then explains the intricate laws of Tzaras, a skin discoloration, and since Tzaras is understood as a physical manifestation of a spiritual transgression, it renders the person who receives it ritually impure. The Talmud in the Erekin states that whoever speaks bad, speaks Lashon Hara about another, is inflicted with Tzaras. One of the main reasons that a person receives Tzaras is speaking badly about a fellow Jew. A Kohen must inspect the person who thinks that they have the symptoms of Tzaras, and he examines it and judges by the various signs, such as an increase in size after 7 days, the Kohen will pronounce it pure or impure. A person diagnosed with Tzaras must dwell alone outside the city limits until it is healed. Once the prescribed time has passed, they must undergo a rigorous purification process to return to their city and community. However, a question comes to mind. When our Parsha introduces the laws of Tzaras, it uses a rather distinctive word, Adam. The Pasuk writes, Adam ki ye ba'or b'sarei, sa'is v'sapachas v'baharas. When a person has on the skin of their body a swelling, rash, or discoloration. Why does the Torah utilize an uncommon word to introduce the laws of Tzaras as opposed to ish, man, or mankind as it generally does? The Chizkuni, Rav Chizkiya ben Mona, gives a simple explanation. He writes that the Torah uses the term Adam to include everyone in the laws of Tzaras, meaning that men, women, and children are susceptible and vulnerable to Tzaras and its repercussions. If they speak badly about a fellow Jew, they will likely receive Tzaras in one form or another. The Chizkuni elaborates that although an individual might develop a rash or a similar condition, this alone does not render them impure. However, it serves as a wake-up call to the significance, to the impact of the words and how they may dangerously harm or damage others. And by choosing the word Adam over other words, the Torah encapsulates every individual within the community, emphasizing the collective responsibility towards speech and conduct. However, Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, a descendant of the great Brisker rabbinic dynasty, simply known as the Rav, gives a deeper and more profound explanation. He connects the word Adam to the last time the Torah used this word at the beginning of our Sefer, Sefer Vayikra, at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. The Pasuk states in Vayikra, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem, when a person from amongst you offers a sacrifice to God. While both Pasukim use the term Adam, the Rav notes a significant differentiation. The Pasuk in Vayikra adds mikem, from amongst you, signifying a communal connection and relationship, while the word Adam in our Parsha is distinctively singular, indicating the repercussions, the consequences of receiving Tzaras. The Rav writes that our words have immense spiritual influence and physical power. When offering a sacrifice, our confessions are capable of securing forgiveness for our sins. Our words honor and praise God and share His oneness with the world. But the opposite is also true. Our speech can cause harm that is nearly impossible to repair. The damage they can trigger isn't predictable, nor can it be contained or controlled. Once they leave our lips, they are eternal, taking a life of its own. Hence, the Rav explains that the Adam in our Parsha must leave the Mikem, the community, to reflect on the significance of the words, the impact of their actions. And only following this period of contemplation may they use their words to offer confession, to offer a sacrifice, a korban l'Hashem, and rejoin the Mikem, the nation chosen by God, to be His ambassadors here on earth. The profound lesson that the Rav derives from our Parsha is only magnified as the war against our enemies in Israel and beyond continues, especially as we enter Chodesh Nisan, the month of our redemption, the month of miracles. We must sing the song of faith, the song of strength, as the victory over our enemies is in our grasp, and the Geula Amitis V'Hashlema, the ultimate redemption, is very, very near. In our daily life, it is imperative that we understand the profound impact that our words can have. Our speech can influence not only the actions of others, but shapes our own destiny. Studies have highlighted the power of positive language, demonstrating that those who consistently speak with optimism tend to lead happier and more prosperous lives. Moreover, this positivity is linked to faster recovery from illness, underscoring the deep connection between our words and our physical well-being. Given the war in Israel, the importance of maintaining a positive mindset becomes even clearer and necessary. As we find ourselves confronted with hate and negativity all over the world, choosing to use positive words is not just a coping mechanism. It is a sign of our resilience, a sign of our strength, a deliberate and intentional choice that is steering us towards the ultimate redemption. I will conclude with an excerpt from the Rav's foreword on his book, The Lonely Man of Faith. I will speak that I may find relief, for there's redemptive quality for an agitated mind in the spoken word. Have a great weekend and good Shabbos.
Thank you for tuning in to The Parsha Perspective. Check out our website, theparshaperspective.com. Send thoughts and comments to theparshaperspective@gmail.com. Till next time, thanks for listening.